I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Israel is a Jewish state, but it has a lot of non-Jewish citizens. More than 1.5 million, in fact, are Arabs. That's a fifth of the total population of Israel. Arabs occupy an odd place in the country. Many of their families were there before Israel became a state. And while their citizenship is Israeli, most identify themselves as Palestinian, like Ilia Suleiman. He's a filmmaker, a Palestinian filmmaker, but that doesn't mean his films are only about politics. The World's Carol Hills has more.
Ilia Suleiman grew up in Nazareth, which has been part of Israel since its founding in 1948, and he shot his latest film there. It's called The Time That Remains, Chronicle of a Present Absentee. There are layers of meaning in that subtitle. The main character in the film, Fuad, is based on Ilia's father, who grew up in Nazareth before it became part of Israel. The film begins in 1948, on the day Nazareth surrenders to Jewish forces. Fuad is in his early 20s, and he's a gunmaker for the Arab resistance. He gets arrested by Israeli soldiers, beaten, and left behind as the rest of his family escapes to Lebanon. The narrative continues up to the 1980s, and gradually we see Fuad through the eyes of his son, Ilia, the filmmaker. As he grows up, he attends elementary school in Nazareth with other Arab school children, but they're required to sing patriotic songs about Israel. Suleiman says The Time That Remains isn't a political film. It's just life, based on his father's notes and diaries and on the facts around him.
It's not my fault that if I go to visit my friend in Ramallah that there's a checkpoint and there's a tank and there's a soldier. Yes, it's a very politicized geographic location, and that is why one has to actually put all the effort not to make it a propaganda or a cliched type of narrative of us versus them.
Suleiman isn't interested in message films. He just wants to make good films that tell stories. In Suleiman's film, the Israelis are not all bad guys, and the Arabs, Palestinians, aren't all saints. They're human, and sometimes they even have fun. In one recurring scene, Fuad, the character based on Ilia's father, goes fishing almost nightly with a friend, and each night, the Israeli police drive by, stop, and ask them the same questions. Who are you? What are you doing? Where are you from? And each night, Fuad and his friend give them the same answers. There's laughter, banter, curiosity by the Israelis about whether the fishing's any good. In a phrase, they've learned to live together. That is, at least for a while, until later in the film, when Israeli police come to Fuad's apartment and accuse him of smuggling guns into Israel by boat. It may sound like Fuad led a constrained life once his hometown became part of Israel. But Suleiman says his father made sure to have fun.
No, his life was not fairly constrained. He was really a poet on his own accord. He loved music and he loved reading and he loved listening and he loved cinema. In fact, he loved cinema very much.
Ilia Suleiman adored his father, and his hometown of Nazareth remains his emotional center, though he now lives the life of an artist and filmmaker. He lived in New York for many years, and now he makes Paris his home. His life, he says, is spent on planes, making films, going from this festival to that, which makes him an absentee.
The other absentee is myself, simply because I am always the outsider insider. I'm not residing in Nazareth. I always enter, and I would say I never return. I'm always re-departing, so to speak.
The Time That Remains, Chronicle of a Present Absentee, and other works by Ilia Suleiman are being shown at the Boston Palestine Film Festival, which runs through Sunday. For The World, I'm Carol Hills.